you know, and that there was so much appreciation. And then I listened to the words, and you know, I had to kind of see where I was with the song, but I loved it so much. And to me, it's a song about appreciation. And even, you know, in love, you know, you have love, you've lost love, and of course love could never be lost in my assumption, my thinking, because once you've committed to loving someone, then what happens? You can pull that commitment back? No, it doesn't happen. It just goes out into the ethers and it makes things happen. Now, if you make a commitment that, hey, I'm going to stop this relationship, I'm going to stop loving you the way I used to love you, then that's another story, you know? But for me, once I have made a commitment to love, guess what? It happens all the time, whether I'm with you or whether I'm outside the relationship. I will always find that space in my heart for love. And that's, I think that's why I connected with that song. Because it's a love song to me. It's a nice song. Mm-hmm. So, today is about light, and we are concluding with December 365, our day's science of mind. The Ernest Holmes are daily meditative, contemplative readings and meditations. And so December is about light, and it happens to be one of my favorite months. I can be very flamboyant. I love lights, and I love seeing the lights around. I haven't put up any lights as yet, but probably get to it sometime, I don't know. We'll see. but this month literally reminds me, and it reminds me since the year 2000, of a talk that Reverend Hillary had given at the Sterling Study Group one time. And she had just moved or was in the process of moving to somewhere else. In my mind, I hear Georgetown. I don't know if she's ever lived in Georgetown at any time, but in my mind, I'm hearing that. And she had all this stuff to unpack and, you know, put her home away. And her contemplation was, should I put up my Christmas light? Because it was around that time. And with all the busyness and the tiredness that she was going through, she decided to just, you know, just drop that conversation she was having with herself. And she found the time, you know, maybe later on or maybe the next day, who knows, to just walk around her neighborhood a little bit and to, you know, see where she is, you know, who is who and, you know, what homes are in the area and all that. And she found out that it was the homes that she was looking at, even the street, was pretty much decorated, and it had all these beautiful lights, these beautiful Christmas lights. They, you know, came in all colors, shapes, strings were put together so beautifully. And she said that she realized at that time that there was a fullness and a joy inside of her that she knew she would have gotten if she had put up her own lights. Mm-hmm. And she said, at that point in time, she recognized, I really don't need to put up my own lights now, because this is the same feeling I get when I look through my window and I see other people's lights and I see how beautiful the place is decorated. And at that point, she had the concept that their lights have satisfied the light, or their light or their joy have also satisfied my joy, the joy that I have within to see the Christmas lights. And that story literally stuck with me, because to me, what I got from it was almost a namaste kind of moment. It's the light in you, or the light in me beholds the light in you. And to me, that was like, it was very, very powerful. And I always, always remember that even if we are struggling and we are thinking that I have to do it, sometimes just stopping, taking a step back, taking a deep breath or whatever it is, and just recognize and just look out from outside, look out from within, and say, it is done, because I can see it. I can see it recognized in these things or in these persons. And that's the same for anything that anyone wants to accomplish. If you, in my case, I'm always wanting money. So if I am needing more abundance financially, it happens all the time. People talk a whole lot about money around me. The patients would come in and they would be like, you know, I'm not doing that bad in the economy, and you know, I still have a really good 401k and I'm ready for retirement and whatever. It's always something that's happening, and that is it's almost a remembrance for me that what I have within me is already, it's already accomplished, it's already out there. The other thing I think about a lot and have been thinking for years was, since the recession, and we're talking about all these billions and trillions of dollars, and I'm like, well, we're talking about so much money. How come it's a recession? Maybe I don't understand it perfectly, but where is all this money going and where is it coming from? You know, to me, it's like, it's always out there. There is the evidence of prosperity, the evidence of abundance. And that, I hold on to that as hope, that even in my thought of lack, which obviously can encourage me to be released in some ways, because if there is so much abundance out there, how is it that I can be focused in lack? And so to me, that's a really, really good picture for myself, that whatever I whatever is within me, I can also see it out there within everyone else. Because if you look at it, it's, we are all one. It's the oneness. And so that is basically my Christmas story, and it's my Reverend Hillary Christmas story, which obviously says, the light within me recognizes the light and the joy of the light of others. So at the moment when Reverend Hillary recognized that, hey, this is going to work for me and I don't need to put up my lights, at that moment I'm thinking that she absolutely reconnected with the source within her. She reconnected with the light that she knew that she was, or the joy that she knew that she was. And she doesn't need external things to make her happy or to activate this joy, and that this joy is within her constantly. And so I thought that was absolutely powerful. So in talking about light, we know the way to know God is literally from within. The way to experience light is by experiencing that light from within us. The way to experience peace is by experiencing peace. And you can add any type of quality of God, any quality of God, and know that you plug that in. The way I can experience harmony is by experiencing that harmony within me. Love. I can experience love within me, you know. Just know that you can always go within, because that's the core of who we are. The core of who we are is God. and God exhibits or exudes or is expansive in so many different ways. So the light within me beholds the light within you, and that's my namaste. So we, from the Science of Mind book, which is Ernest Holmes talks about, this is my Science of Mind. I changed it. I've had a raggy one and I thought I should bring a better one today. So in the Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes says, ye are the light of the world. That God in us and all that we are is God. Yet God is more than we are. Again, he went on to say that ye are the light of the world. Man is the candle of the Lord. How important then that this light be kept trimmed and burning with the oil of pure spirit, through the wick of peace and joy. And that just reminds me of the cleaning up of the windscreen. Cleaning the windscreen. It's literally being able to accept clarity. Now we have this lamp, and of course a lamp comes with its wick and it comes with its flame and of course the oil. And the oil literally is obviously a huge part of it. All the components come together. You couldn't have a flame without the wick, or you couldn't have a flame without the oil, or even an access to getting a flame started. So one of the things that I am thinking of when it comes to the oil and keeping even the outer covering for the lamp, you know, sometimes that gets really messed up, you know, the bugs on the windscreen kind of thing. It becomes obscured with soot. It becomes obscured with soot. And what do we call soot? Soot are the thoughts that we look out there into the world and we see stuff crashing down around us. We see tiredness, we see sadness, we see just evidences of unhappiness in the world, and we embody that as our truth, sometimes sadly. But this is only soot, which can be cleaned off, and which can reveal the brilliance, the brightness, the core of who we are as whatever you want to plug in as God as you. You know, if you want more ease and peace in your life, then see the wick, see the flame as peaceful, as God, as peace in your life. And having a beautiful or not so bogged down or sooty jar around the, what do you call that? Shade, lampshade. Mm-hmm. And not having such a shade around it that could literally obliterate or obscure the light absolutely would help in terms of, you know, really showing what God is in your life. And so, yeah, the light of the world, man, is the candle of the Lord. How important then that this light be kept trimmed and burning with the oil of pure spirit through the wick of peace and joy. So he went on to say that in this way we glorify the indwelling God, who is the Heavenly Father and the Cosmic Mother of all. You know, we really have the tendency to believe what we see, and it is a mistake. It truly is a mistake. And it's a mistake that the world as we see it, it's a mistake because the world as we see it, you know, is definitely colored with its perceptions. Perceptions come from where? It comes from our upbringing, from childhood, It comes from our experiences in life. It comes from the experiences of others. It comes from our culture. You know, how much has race consciousness played a part in us seeing the world today? And that is a very important thing to remember, because if we believe that that's who we are, or that's what our consciousness is made of, then we would literally be having lots of soot to be always cleaning up. We will, because our light is going to be so obscured. It's going to, you know, all these thoughts are going to constantly prevent the light from brilliantly shining through. And when we have a lamp, it lights first our immediate area. But not only does it light our immediate area, it lights a path for us, you know? And so if we could remember that we are light, and that the light that is within us is a guidance, the light that is within us is wisdom, is knowledge, is all-knowingness. And even if we are not aware of the knowingness at the time, because God is forever, I mean, God is just so much more than just me right here. So all the knowingness is out there. And sometimes, because of the different filters that we have, we don't know and accept the knowingness at the time. But we can trust. We can trust that our core, our guidance, our light within us knows and will direct our path.
Bless you.
The lamp enlightens us with the understanding that we are not alone. God has always been here. As it's said in the Bible, it's the Alpha and Omega. God has always been the beginning, the end. Light has always been the beginning and the end. Peace, harmony, what are the qualities we can think of?
Grace. Harmony,
unity. I mean, it has always been here. And so there is nowhere else for it to go but be hidden within us. And so always be aware when everything else tumbles around us that nothing can separate us from that love, from that harmony, from that unity, from that grace that God is within us. And it takes a little bit of knowing, of understanding that even if I stand here in this time, in my trouble, it just takes a little bit of effort for one to understand that it's okay, that God is in me, as me, and through me in all my experiences. And that would make an absolute difference. Trust is a huge key in truly seeing ourselves in a different picture, seeing ourselves as light. So we talked about wisdom, understanding, joy, peacefulness, and those are some of the qualities of light. So what are some of the qualities of a light-filled person? How does that person look to us? Any ideas? Yes, peaceful, shiny.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Illumined.
Yes.
Enlightened.
Energized. Absolutely.
Vibrant.
Yes. I love it. Love it.
Like Gail. Love it.
Thanks. So when we know that we are light, we have an increased awareness of knowing who we are. Because the more we know, the more it becomes expansive within us. And we just can't help but to be brilliant, to be shiny, to be expansive, to be energetic. It has to happen. Because this within us, it's just not within us, it is everywhere around us. And the more we poke at it, the more we stir that, trim that wick and keep the oil well supplied, the more it's going to be brilliant and flamboyant, like my life. So no one can know God for us. It's a personal experience, and it is an inward experience. And we know that God literally is our core. We are spirit first, especially spirit having a physical or a human experience. Because after the humanness is gone, I believe that we are still absolute spirit. We are still absolute love. We are still absolute joy. So we come from a space of living from within, living from a space of spirit, of unity, of oneness. Swami Vivekananda had said once, you have to grow from the inside out. None can teach you. None can make you spiritual. There is no other teacher but your own soul. Mm-hmm. How cool. So the lights that we associate with Christmas, literally brings us into a different type of thinking, because now we start thinking of Christmas and Christ, and then we start thinking of Christ and Jesus, because they're all linked. Especially more people become so much more aware, even the hundreds of religions, it seemed that they are very, you know, they put themselves out to accommodate Christians in particular who celebrate Christmas, but we all get something from it. We all pull something from the light, the love, the giving, the gifts. We pull so much from Christmas, and I think that's why it's a very, very special month, a special time of year. Linus Holmes said this about Jesus, because Jesus was the one that said, "Ye are the light of the world," and Jesus, let me read this. He said, it was impossible for Jesus not to become the Christ, as the human gave way to the divine, as the man gave way to God, as the flesh gave way to spirit, and as the will of division gave way to the will of unity. Jesus the man became a living embodiment of the Christ. And if we can look upon Jesus from this point of view, we shall be able to study his life as a living example. Jesus literally put, he decreased his humanness so much and made the God that's within him so much more than his human form, that he literally believed in the abundance of the universe. He literally believed in the wholeness of the universe. And if there is perfection at the heart of everything, then there must be perfection in that paralyzed man that is lying at the side of the pool. And it's with that conviction that there is perfection within me, and he knew it so much that he decided that I am going to share that perfection and know that it is done. And so he asked a paralyzed man at the pool who has been sitting, I'm sure, all his life, to get up and walk. And he stood up to make sure he got up and walked. He looked at him and said, get up and walk. And he did. This is the embodiment that of the Christ that Jesus had. He literally knew in whom and in what he had believed, and he believed in in a perfection in a God, in an inwardness that can only come out due to his belief. And so Christ is a universal presence. And this universal presence, as we know, is the light, and it is in each one of us. There is no particular man destined to become Christ. We must understand, and this is from Ernest Holmes, that Christ is not a person, but the embodiment of a principle. And I lost my voice. Christ is the embodiment of a principle, and what is this principle? This principle is about unity. This principle is about seeing God as the allness of this universe. Seeing God as, if I get a minute, I'll just put my paper back together here. Interesting. I guess I'll have to finish my talk and my without my little notes here. Here we go. I'm probably missing some people, but the principle that we are talking about is literally seeing God as one. See, knowing that that it's all one, and we know that there is perfection at the heart of it all, then if we can embody that, then we have literally become the Christ. And so with knowing what we do know, it just gives us a little more spunk, a little more encouragement, a little more zest, a zeal to get out there and use this inward power, this inner sense of knowledge, this inner sense of knowing. It is only by our light manifestations that others can see the light within us. So let's not hide our light. Maybe take the time to get the lampshade and just wipe that soot away, and purposely wipe it away. Stop the car and get a, you know, stop at the gas station and get the squeegee and just, you know, consciously say to yourself, these are unwanted thoughts. These are thoughts that are literally bugging me down. They are inhibiting or obscuring my sight. And if we are going to be effective light showers, like Jesus was our light shower, he was our perfect example, then we need to take the time to do that. And how are we going to take the time? To take the time to clean our windscreens. We take that time consciously. We know that, you know, we just find that space for ourselves and know that this is a time where I recognize that what is within me is my strength. What is within me is what I need to keep moving on. And so I consciously pull that into my life. I consciously ask for what is needed for my next step of the journey. And in order to do that, I truly have to know that it's going to happen. I truly know that there is a oneness, and this oneness is already established. I am going to be tapping into that oneness, knowing that, and having the faith, having the belief that once I ask, that it will be granted. And so, go with faith. Go with a sense of assurance that, first of all, that you're not alone, because we come right back to where we started. We started with, the light within me is the light within you, and I behold it. And so if you recognize that you're not alone, you get out there and you be brave, you be strong, you hold on to what you know, you go out for what you want, and do the things that will strengthen you and keep you moving and keep you rolling. And basically, that's what it's all about. You know, it's basically about connection. It's about truly knowing that the force, the core, the God space, the spirit, the oneness within me is the same oneness without, and that recharges me. And just to make sure I'm not forgetting anything, I want to just read one more thing from Ernest Holmes, and this is kind of, he talked about, how are we doing for time?
Just
after 12. Oh, sorry. I want to read one more thing before I close. Sorry. Page 229. So, Ernest Holmes talked about the light. And he said, according to the scriptures, mind and body must be kept pure, must be kept single to the good in order that perfect abiding sight may be attained. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. We came down to and he said some things in between, which I'm not going to read right now. But he went on to say, as the light of understanding dawns upon us, we have a habit of saying, I see, I see. Meaning that we mentally discern what is going on. So the man who clearly realizes his oneness with all God would have strong eyesight. I only brought that up because I thought it was a little funny that he would put something like that there. But I'm going to read this. I think Ernest Holmes is a hoot. Listen to what Ernest Holmes has to say about the eye, because he said the eye is the body of the soul. He said, thoughts of dishonesty and suspicion makes the eyes shifty. Thoughts of fear, desolation, and hopelessness makes the eyes lusterless. And then he said, the eyes brighten with friendliness and good cheer when animated by the light of love, by the light of joy, the light of faith, or the light of noble purpose. And I let my talk end right there. So the only thing is, I just thought it was really funny that he would talk about shifty eyes. Thank you very much. Okay.